This goes to Melissa Murtha, M-U-M like Mary, U-R-T-H-A, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-695-2316. Regarding Carol, middle initial A, Bennett, B like boy, E-N-N-E-T-T. Date of birth 2/28/1944. Dear Miss Murtha, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Bennett with stage 3A to B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was December 8th, 2025. She does have chronic edema about halfway to her knees that is stable, not worse. No ulcerations or lesions, no chest pain or palpitations, moderate dyspnea on exertion that is stable but none at rest. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No current bowel symptoms, no blood or melena. Blood sugars are stable, she reports. Medications, I want to highlight metoprolol, 50 milligram twice a day. Lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. Verapamil, 180 milligram daily. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 237 pounds, pulse is 83, blood pressure, right forearm, large adult cuff is 124/68. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, without ascites. And she has 3 to 4+ edema from toes halfway up to each knee without ulcerations or lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 28th, 2026. Creatinine is 1.4. Estimated GFR is 37.56. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.9. Albumin 4.1. Phosphorus is 2.9. Hemoglobin is 12.3 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels. No indication for dialysis. She will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension is currently well controlled. 3, stable diabetic nephropathy. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.